It's Monday of Holy Week. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. Today's original Roman station was at Saints Nereus and Achilleus de Fascicula of the Bindings, where Peter was said to have adjusted the wrappings on his wounded feet. There the Lord appeared to him in the Quo Vadis moment, and Peter returned to Rome to die on the cross on the Vatican Hill. But today the Roman station is Santa Praside all'Esquilino. St. Praxedes is one of the 25 original parish churches of Rome, the Titoli. She was the daughter of Senator Pudens and the sister of St. Pudenciana. We were at her church before. She sheltered persecuted Christians in her family's house on this site. When 23 were discovered there and killed before her eyes, she gathered their blood with a sponge and placed it in a well, where she, too, later was buried. The spot is now marked with a disc in the pavement. When the church was rebuilt in the 9th century by Pope St. Paschal I, relics of some 2,300 martyrs were placed here. In the chapel of St. Zeno is preserved what is thought to be part of the Pillar of Christ's Scourging, said to have been brought to Rome by St. Helena. Paschal built the chapel in honor of his mother, Theodora, who is shown there in a mosaic with the title Episcopa, a bishopess, an honorary title linked to her son, the Bishop of Rome. She was not a bishop. Also noteworthy are the tomb by Arnolfo di Cambio, and another by Bernini, said to have inspired Robert Browning. And ancient features include the 16 granite nave columns and Roman cornices. St. Charles Borromeo was once the titular cardinal here. From the Gospel according to St. John. 6 days before the Pasch, Jesus came to Bethania, where Lazarus had been dead, whom Jesus raised to life. And they made him a supper there, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that were at table with him. Mary, therefore, took a pound of ointment of right spikenard of great price, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. This second anointing is all tenderness, and so the fragrance of this perfume fills the entire house. It is holy charity, which, under the symbol of this precious ointment, spreads like a balm throughout the room, overflows into the adjoining chambers. Hearts are pacified by it. Not all, however. Jesus allowed himself to be anointed. He did not protest against this affectionate homage. Ah, no, but someone is aggravated by it, Judas, the future traitor. He does not understand. It is a waste of money, nothing more. They could have sold that perfume for 300 denarii. What a loss! And hypocritically, he adds, the poor could have benefited. Let her alone, says Jesus to Judas. The poor you will always have with you to care for, but me, who will have a thought for me? I am on my way to die. This perfume is an early embalming. I accept it. It pleases me, and I wish for there to be always souls who spread perfume over my wounds, who cover them with kisses and with tears. The poor will not suffer by it. Others will take care of them, and there also it is I whom they will be serving in the person of the poor. Lord Jesus, through thy wounds, I understand the preferential love which thou bearest for the contemplative life over all other forms of life. And so I make thee a promise to live closer to thee during this week by praying more, in order to console thee for everything thou sufferest from the coldness of human hearts, who do not love thee enough, especially not in our day. I also want to detach myself from the goods of this world, which too often hinder me from living in thy sweet company.